This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. The title of this podcast is How Trump Loses the 2020 Election. Listen up, folks, because I predicted Trump would win the 2016 election. Now, this is not a prediction that he's going to lose the 2020 election. We're not there yet. This is a scenario. This is one way that he could lose, and it depends on how things unfold. But there are two major things that could cause Trump to lose the 2020 election, especially those of you who are Democrats and anti-Trumpers. Listen up, because I know you're going to be really interested in this because you're trying to carry this out. Number one, the coronavirus pandemic. If it escapes in the United States, here's what will happen. And by the way, the CDC is already predicting that this will happen. A top CDC scientist, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, on the record now saying 2 days ago that there would be community breakouts in the United States. It's inevitable. The CDC is preparing for it. They know it's going to come. Also, there was a Homeland Security guy. I forgot his name, but he testified before the Senate a couple days ago as well, along with former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. But this Homeland Defense guy, who is a bioweapons expert, said that we should expect thousands of infections in the United States. And when he says thousands, what he really means is millions, because once you get to thousands, it goes to millions. You can't stop it at thousands, by the way. But they're trying to use very cautious language. So the first scenario that takes down Trump is economic collapse or stock market collapse caused by the coronavirus. See, public transportation in the cities of America, it's a key way that people get to work, right? They take subways, they take trains, they take buses. Public transportation, even airplanes, commercial air, this is where the coronavirus loves to spread. This is its best place to spread, on public transportation. And it achieves that because the virus survives on surfaces for up to 9 days. And when you're in a bus or a subway car or an airplane, you're sharing all the same air, you're touching all the same surfaces. And none of those surfaces are ever sanitized, by the way. There's not an antiviral scrub down between flights on an airplane. I mean, heck, the tray table in front of you is probably covered with E. coli and bits of human feces, according to, you know, many lab tests. It's the most filthy thing that is on the plane. Probably more filthy than the restroom. So they're not sanitized. So where does this spread the most? Well, typically in liberal cities where there's public transportation, San Francisco and the Bay Area, Washington, D.C., Boston, you know, New York City, and so on. Now, these are also the economic hubs of America. So when you start to have the spread to these liberal cities, the economy takes a hit. Why? Well, because that's where there's a high density of economic output, because people are then told to stay home, you see, or they're afraid to take public transportation. People stop showing up, or they're ordered not to show up to work, just like in China with the Wuhan region and the factories being shut down there. We're talking about offices being shut down and even tech companies being shut down in the United States. That will have a panic effect on the stock market, which is currently in a bubble phase. The only thing keeping the stock market going right now is a whole lot of quantitative easing, i.e. liquidity from the Fed, a bunch of media cheerleaders for the bubble, and a bunch of irrationally exuberant people who are suffering mass delusions of making all this money off a market when it's pure fiction. But the illusion is convincing as long as everybody participates. That's sort of the definition of a bubble. The bubble collapses when even a small percentage of the people stop having faith in it. In many cases, collapsing the bubble only requires as little as 5% of the people selling, or sometimes even 2%. Once they sell, the bubble collapses because it can't sustain even a fraction of the holders of the stocks selling them. Well, what's going to happen to that faith if the coronavirus pandemic becomes so widespread in America that people stop going to work in major cities like New York City? I mean, imagine Wall Street shut down. What level of panic would follow that? And we hope we don't see this, but you see, I think the Democrats hope they do. I think the Democrats are right now not just rooting for the virus to succeed for lots of reasons. For example, they hate human beings anyway. They like to achieve a depopulation endgame. So yeah, they want to see people die from this anyway. But more importantly, they want to crash the economy so they can blame Trump. And they may just be able to sabotage Trump's reelection if they can make an outbreak occur. I would not be surprised, and let me qualify this and say, I know that the Disneyland measles outbreak was staged. It was a real outbreak, but they distributed the measles on purpose in order to cause an outbreak, to have a news narrative so that they could pass SB 277, Richard Pan there in California. The whole thing was run by Big Pharma and the vaccine deep state. We know this is a fact. I've reported on it in the past. The whole thing was staged in order to carry out that vaccine agenda. I would not be surprised if there are anti-Trump elements within the deep state, which we know are willing to do anything. They're willing to destroy the country if necessary. I wouldn't be surprised if they're harvesting this virus from China right now, which is as easy as sending people there to get infected. And then they are preparing to deploy this virus in the United States in order to crash the economy in the major economic cities like New York and Boston and so on. Chicago, Seattle, you know, Houston. So I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, there are a huge number of parties that would love to see this thing become a pandemic in the United States. There are anti-American terrorist organizations, such as groups funded by Iran, for example. And there are enemy nations like Iran and North Korea, but there are also Democrats who want to see Trump defeated. And there's also rhino Republicans or deep staters, establishment deep state people who want to see Trump defeated as well. So a lot of parties that would love to see this thing have a big breakout all across America. And I think that's why that guy, I forgot his name, I think it's like Amash or something. It's not the anti-Trump or Amash. This is a biowarfare security guy who testified before the Senate committee just a couple days ago. He was saying we should prepare for thousands of cases in America. I think they know what's up. They know what's coming. And Trump has pushed the stock market narrative so aggressively that he has now tied himself to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And wherever that number goes, that's where Trump's future goes. If the number goes up, Trump goes up. If the number goes down, Trump goes down. And I think that's a very big tactical error that Trump has made. And I've criticized him on that particular point before, even though I do hope Trump gets reelected and I hope Trump succeeds in draining the swamp, which has already begun. Trump is doing a lot of good things for America, but you know what? Aligning yourself with a big stock market bubble, big tactical error, in my opinion. And that's my personal assessment. All right. Second thing is big tech and censorship. As long as censorship continues to be so aggressive against conservative voices or pro-liberty voices or even pro-Trump voices, which is exactly the situation now on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google, you get banned if you're pro-Trump. As long as that is allowed to continue, Trump's chances of succeeding in this election are really diminished because his supporters don't have a chance to speak. In fact, it's only the anti-Trump stories that are allowed to be shared. The anti-Trump voices, anti-Trump channels, anti-Trump news organizations, and so on. That's what gets all the top rankings on Google, all the top videos on YouTube, and so on. Well, Trump has decided, I believe, he has decided to protect the tech companies until the election because he needs the tech companies to keep their stock prices high. And so Trump's plan is to go after the tech companies only after he wins re-election. But until then, he's going to sacrifice all of his own supporters who are getting clobbered and demonetized and smeared and deplatformed by all the tech giants, like I am, for example. In Trump's view, he thinks it's more important to protect the stock market and the stock prices of high tech, which makes up a huge portion of the Dow, by the way, and other stock market indices. He's decided to protect them because if he goes after them with the DOJ or something else to say, hey, you are violating the rights of millions of Americans, guess what's going to happen? People will start selling those stocks, and the stock market is so fragile that it will crash. So I think Trump knows that if he announces action against big tech right now, he crashes the market by doing so. And so he cannot come out and defend freedom of speech until after he wins election. But of course, the catch-22 is, how's he going to win re-election if we don't have free speech and all Trump supporters are silenced? You see the conundrum that Trump is facing right now. It's called being stuck between a rock and a hard place, I guess. But I mean, it's insane that we don't have the freedom to speak in America. I think Trump should go after that if he wants to win. I think people can handle a stock market correction, maybe even a crash, but they can't handle being silenced. They can't handle losing their First Amendment, in my opinion. So I think Trump is making another tactical error in this case. I think he should be going after the tech giants and ordering the arrest of their CEOs and the prosecution for their criminal conduct, their criminal violation of civil rights, massive criminal fraud against their own users. I think that should be underway right now. But that's not what's happening. So Trump has decided to protect Mark Zuckerberg and protect Jack Dorsey, who is one of the most evil human beings alive today, and to protect Sundar Pichai, and to throw his own supporters overboard. That's what Trump has decided to do. Now, I could give you my personal view on, you know, what that feels like, being a Trump supporter who's being thrown overboard, but I'm trying to give you more of a top-down analysis here of this whole scenario, because the consequences, if Trump loses this election, are so severe that if I thought Trump could win by doing exactly what he's doing right now, even not speaking up for us yet, I would still support him, because Trump winning is so critical for our nation. If Bernie Sanders gets into power and he looks likely to be the Democrat nominee, you know, he's a communist. He's going to have the state take over control of private enterprise. He's going to have people arrested for speaking against transgenders, for example. I mean, you talk about total tyranny. Bernie Sanders would be the tyranny president. It's crucial that we make sure someone like Bernie Sanders doesn't win. But I'm not convinced that Trump's strategy here right now is going to work. I'm not convinced at all. I think Trump wants to be known as the stock market president, and he won't do anything to go after those companies that represent the stock market. Even though it's all illusion, and he knows it, he's smart. He knows it's all illusion, but he's cheerleading for the market, and there's going to be a giant day of reckoning in all of this. And ultimately, Trump is going to be so discredited because he tied himself to the market. One day, people's pensions are going to vanish. People's stocks are going to vanish. People's retirement funds, everything. It's going to vanish, or largely vanish. You know, they'll lose 50% or more. And guess who's going to get the blame? It's going to be Donald J. Trump. And to some extent, he may deserve that blame. Because I remember back in 2015 and 2016, when he was running for president, he said, market's in a bubble. There's a crash coming. And then after he got elected, it changed to, it can go even higher. Isn't that great? Everybody's making money. You know, here's the thing. If I hand out, let's say I've got 100 people in a room, and I hand out pieces of paper, one piece of paper to each person, and on the piece of paper, I write the letter A. And I just hand everybody a piece of paper that says A. All right, okay? And then if I have a chalkboard in front of that room or a whiteboard, and I write A equals 10, that means everybody's holding a piece of paper that's worth 10. Let's call it dollars. So A equals $10. Everybody in the room's like, wow, I've got something worth $10. Now, if I erase the $10 and I write on the board $100, it's going to be people that are even happier in that room. Wow, I've got $100 in my hand because I've got a representation of A. Now, if I erase the $100 on the board and I write A equals $1 million, there's going to be a lot of people in that room that cheer. Oh my God, I got $1 million. But do they really? See, that's how the stock market works. There's a board where the numbers keep going higher and everybody's holding essentially pieces of paper that they think are equal to that number. But it's all illusion. Because the minute somebody says, hey, I want to cash in my piece of paper, Mike, let me cash it in. Here, I'll give you my A, give me my $1 million. The minute that happens, I'd have to tell them, oh, there actually isn't $1 million. And then what's the value of all the other pieces of paper that have the letter A on them? The value is zero. That's what happens in the stock market. That's what's coming. So all these people are all sharing a grand illusion, and the only winners are the people who sell first, the people who get out early. Everybody else will be left holding pieces of paper that have virtually zero value. That's what's coming. So think about that illusion, that coordinated delusion, and how Trump is tying his presidency, his reelection, to that illusion. And people love to go along with it because they think they're all getting rich, but they're not getting rich. They're just getting hoodwinked. Real profits only come from actual, you know, earnings in a company. Dividends. A company that makes more money than it spends. A lot of these tech stocks are companies that are losing money. They're losing billions of dollars a year. And then they have these valuations that are in the hundreds of billions of dollars. It's completely insane. And it's going to crater. And anyone foolish enough to tie themselves to that phenomenon, I think they will suffer a lot of blame, and rightly so. And that day is coming. So I just want you to know, I'm not a Trump groupie. I'm not some robot that supports Trump just because the stock market's going up. I think it's foolish. I support Trump's victory, especially over any of the Democrats that are currently running. But I have no illusions. The crash is coming no matter who wins. And it may come before the election. And Trump may find himself taking the blame before November. And that's the situation that the Democrats are trying to set up. They want to see the crash. I don't. I don't want to see the crash. I'm just telling you it's inevitable. I have this really interesting lifetime habit of just, I have to tell you the truth about where things are headed. I can't cover it up. I can't act. I can't deceive you. I just have to tell you the way it is. It's a big part of my personality, and I've created an entire publishing site around that personality. And it's not an act. It's who I am. So I can't run around and parade the stock market and tell people, yeah, vote for Trump and your retirement's going to double. No, that would be a lie. I can't do that. But anyway, in summary, these are two very big reasons why the Democrats could succeed in defeating Trump in 2020. And you know what? Trump is flat-footed on both of them. He's not doing anything against this coronavirus pandemic, and he's not doing anything to protect freedom of speech, and he just keeps cheerleading the stock market. These vectors are all going to head to a real crisis, a Trump crisis. A Trumpo-tragedy of sorts, if you will. The question is, does this tragedy occur before November or after November? If these tragedies occur before November, Trump loses. If they occur after November, Trump probably wins. So it's all about the timing. And that's why the Democrats are trying to accelerate this big time. Accelerate it. So stay informed. I'll give you the straight dope on all this. There's no spin here. You may disagree with my assessments, and that's fine. I encourage you to think for yourself, but at least consider the analysis that I'm offering here, because I was right about the 2016 election. I saw that dynamic. I did the math. I gave you the straight-up analysis. Before the election, I called the victory for Trump. This time around, doesn't look so good. Just depends on what happens between now and then. I'll keep you posted, and I will update my prediction. But right now, I don't know. Maybe 50-50 shot that one of these things craters before November, and it may cause Trump to lose the election. But I'll update that. So don't quote me on this long term. I need more data. We need more time. We need to get closer. And then I will give a final prediction before Election Day based on that information. Maybe Trump will do something positive before then, you know, on these issues. I'm willing to entertain that possibility because I want him to win. So I hope he does something. America needs a president that takes action on these important issues, especially the First Amendment. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my website. Brighteon.com is my platform. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science, I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.